From Tidbits on February 6, 2017, this is what Apple can learn from Airwalk by Josh Sinters. When I was a teenager in the 1990s, Airwalk shoes were all the rage. They were a mandatory accessory for grunge-oriented youths, along with plaid shirts and corduroy pants. The company was founded in 1986, and in its heyday in the 1990s, it had grown to be the third largest sneaker brand, behind only Nike and Adidas. Today's teens have undoubtedly never heard of Airwalk sneakers, which are now found on the bargain rack at Payless Shoe Source. What happened? Wait, this is Tidbits, not a fashion magazine, so why am I talking about shoes? Keep reading, I'm about to tell you a story that might sound chillingly familiar. Airwalk began as a niche shoe for professional skateboarders. Skating legend Tony Hawk was one of their first customers and actually suggested the name. Much of Airwalk's early popularity was due to getting input from skaters to create superior skateboarding shoes that wouldn't cause blisters or crashes. Airwalk had a healthy business, but didn't hit the big time until it hired advertising firm Lembesis during an ultra-chic, countercultural ad campaign. As Malcolm Gladwell wrote in The Tipping Point, Airwalk was a $16 million company in 1993. In 1994, it was a $44 million company. In 1995, it was a $150 million company. To satisfy the vast influx of teenage customers while keeping skateboarders and boutique shops happy, Airwalk developed a two-tier strategy. It sold cheaper consumer-grade shoes to mainstream retailers like Foot Locker, while continuing to provide pricier professional-grade shoes to boutique shops. But Airwalk's success didn't last. The company's troubles began in 1997 as production problems led to limited back-to-school supplies. Meanwhile, its lineup had become stale with few new models. Worst of all, Airwalk abandoned its professional line of shoes. Serious skaters dropped Airwalk, causing the brand to lose its cachet with teens, and it wasn't long before Airwalk's time in the sun was over. A smallish company exploding due to quality products and a hip ad campaign. A product line that split into both consumer and professional tiers to provide different price points and features. A company that is later plagued by production problems, stagnant product designs, and ignoring its professional market. Does that sound like another company you can think of? Airwalk may have skated along for a while with its old designs and made peace with retailers, but abandoning its key market of hardcore skaters is what drove it into market irrelevance. In terms of managing supply chains and industrial design, Apple has a pair of superstars in Tim Cook and Johnny Ive. And Apple no longer worries about disappointing retailers, having opened hundreds of its own stores. More concerning is how Apple is treating its professional users. Let's itemize a few of the ways Apple has moved away from the professional market over the past 5 years. Killing the X-Serve, dumbing down Final Cut Pro with Final Cut Pro 10, replacing the Pro app aperture with the consumer-level photos, increasing burdensome restrictions on Mac App Store apps, releasing a new Mac Pro without internal expandability, failing to update that Mac Pro for over 3 years, delaying updates to the MacBook Pro line for nearly 18 months, releasing a new MacBook Pro that was drawing criticism from professionals, showing a lack of support for automation by eliminating the position of product manager of automation technologies. We're not alone in saying that Apple is now the iPhone company. That's where most of its profit comes from, and so that's where most of its resources go. Fair enough. But here's the thing, the Mac and the capabilities it provides to professionals are the foundation of the iPhone business. Diehard Mac users kept Apple afloat in the dark years before the iPod and then iPhone. And even now, regardless of all other professional uses of the Mac, developers need Xcode on the Mac to create iOS apps. Apple still has many things in its favor, $241 billion in cash, massive profits every quarter, one of the most popular brands in the world, and nearly 500 successful retail stores. It might seem odd to criticize Apple now, especially when the company just broke a quarterly record with the most iPhone and Mac sales ever. But as we saw with Airwalk, things could go downhill fast if professional users were to leave the platform, taking with them all the people and organizations they currently keep loyal to the Apple products. I don't want to be too hard on Apple. The company is still incredibly strong and is doing better in some areas where it has been weak. By many accounts, Final Cut Pro 10 has improved greatly since its initial release, and some professional movie makers are giving it a chance. App Store review times are plummeting, and Apple's planning to allow developers to respond directly to App Store reviews. Swift is an exciting new programming language with a bright future, and it's suitable for both compiled apps and scripts. You might argue that Apple and Airwalk aren't comparable. For instance, although it may have gotten its start providing athletic shoes, Airwalk ultimately became a fashion company. But isn't Apple similar in many respects? Apple opened its doors with the Apple One Hobby Kit, and by the mid-2000s, the iPod and white earbuds were fashion mainstays. The Apple Watch is clearly intended to be a fashion item today. Even the MacBook, with its prominent usage in coffee shops, airports, and other public places, makes its own fashion statement. Despite these similarities, Apple is a much, much larger company than Airwalk ever was. Plus, Apple is making so much money and has so much cash that it can afford many more missteps than a plucky young footwear company. Perhaps most important, Apple can learn from the example of companies like Airwalk that fell from grace after losing sight of their most influential users. Here's hoping Apple realizes the danger of diverting too much attention away from the Mac and its professional users. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.